Welcome to Authors Radio, Amplifying Voices, Inspiring the World. I'm your host, Alba Mireles, and I'm absolutely delighted to welcome today's guest, Arnitras Dawdy, the author of the books titled Dream Teenie, Dream Teenie 2, The Reality, Simply Me, Pieces of Me, and Kaila's Hotels. We're here to celebrate your creativity and explore the world you crafted in these books. Artrini, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let's start with you. Like, for listeners who may not know you yet, how would you describe you, like who you are and as a writer and as a person?
As a writer, I like to connect with my readers. So I like to share my poetry and my thoughts, give you a little bit of me so that you know who I am and where I'm coming from when I write. I write from a place of love, love and romance, with a little erotica. As a person, I'm a mother first, and a daughter second, and a person third.
Okay, and you have writing across different themes, like from personal reflections to old storytelling. What first drew you to writing, and how did your journey as an author begin?
I actually got into writing through reading poetry. I thought it was so cool how you could express yourself through poetry. You could create a scene, you could describe an emotion. I thought that was just so cool. As I got older, I realized that writing was how I best expressed myself. I could write a 4-page letter, front to back, one page, front to back, a second page, front to back, a third page. I just enjoyed writing. A form of therapy for me. I lost my brother at a young age, and in order for me to understand what was going on and how I felt, I wrote about it, and as I got older, I just continued to write about it. Like I said, it became a form of therapy for me. Okay. And then I transitioned from that. I tried to get my poetry published first, but okay, so that was a journey. I tried to get my poetry published first. I submitted to a publisher. I didn't know anything about the publishing industry. So I submitted to a publisher. They said, of course, we will love to publish your poetry. They thought it was so cool how I described different things. And it came with a price. I signed the contract. I sent in that first check. And I was just like, well, since I'm doing this, let me learn about the publishing process as I go along. And I ended up finding out that my name wasn't Maya Angelou, or it wasn't Sonia Sanchez. And because I wasn't named Maya Angelou or Sonia Sanchez, the poetry was going to be hard to publish. And so I went to a notebook that I was writing in. I picked up a short story, which turned out to be Dream Teenie and Dream Teenie 2.
Okay, quite a journey, right, to start with the publishing thing. And, you know, every author has a turning point. And was there a moment when you realized, I need to share these stories or these poems to the people?
I started doing open mics, and I just started sharing my poems and poetry with different people. And it started creating a conversation. And because it created a conversation, it was like, maybe I should start to share with more people than just the people that I am not nervous to share them with. I feel comfortable with sharing those poems with those people. But they didn't know me from like a hole in the wall, but they liked the poems. And it, like I said, it sparked a conversation between myself and whoever was there listening to me read my poems.
And can you walk us through your typical writing process? Do you have any unique ritual habits that help you to get in that creative zone?
No, I actually don't. I'll think of something and I will note it down, and I can come up with like 5 different ideas for a story, and it won't be a full idea, and later on something might come to me for one of those ideas, and I'll just go from there. But I don't have no there's no set plan or there's nothing set in motion for me when I sit down to write. I just write when it comes.
Okay, and let's talk a little bit about Dream Teeny. Like, what inspired that story and what themes were most important for you to explore?
Because I discovered that I wasn't going to be able to promote and market the poetry the way that I wanted, Dream Teeny started off as a short story. And so I read the short story and was like, how can I either get to this point, or how can I go from here, or does it have to come up with something in order to make it a complete story? And so I came up with a what if scenario. And Dream Teeny is basically about a young lady who's 2 weeks from getting married when her ex-boyfriend returns. It's about true love. It's about true love, finding true love, sticking with your true love, and going through life with your true love. He's 2 weeks away from getting married when her true love comes back, and he's trying to convince her not to get married. Now, I could have went with the typical ending for Dream Teeny, but I went a different way. Like, you don't see the ending coming. You would never expect it to end the way that it ended. And then the second part of that is the real part of the first part, if that makes sense.
Okay. And how did the story evolve in the second book? And what was it like continue the journey of this character? Was it hard to, you know, continue the story in a second book?
No, it wasn't, because like I said, with the first book, you don't see that ending happening. And then the second book is actually what really happens. So the first book doesn't happen. The first story doesn't happen, but the second story really happens.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. It's like a movie. You want to see the second one as soon as you finish the first one. And your Intimately Me series, like Simply Me and Pieces of Me, feels deeply personal. Like, what was the writing process for a book that seems to come so much from the heart?
Those were a collection of poems, thoughts, and essays that I wrote. Those things kind of helped me navigate who I am, where I'm going, and what was going on inside of me. These things are my therapy. These writings are my therapy, but it lets the readers kind of into my world, into kind of knowing who I am and my thoughts. And these are just raw, pure thoughts. So it lets you in, so you get to know me, as opposed to reading something and you not connecting with an author. I think sometimes as a reader, we want to be able to connect with the author as opposed to not being able to connect. And I think this, for me, this is a way for my readers to connect with me and get to know me.
Yeah, and that's very important. Once you connect with the author, you want to read more about, like, the author itself. And then there's Akela's Hotels. Like, what was the idea behind this book? And what kind of reaction have you gotten from readers?
Okay, so this book is inspired by Zane's Sex Chronicles. I wrote this book after I wrote Dream Teeny, so I went right into it. It's basically it's a fictional memoir about a young lady who's going through life, and she's navigating her life through her vagina. And, you know, she's getting to know herself sexually, who she is sexually as a woman. The twist is some of the short stories are told by her, but some of the other short stories are told by her vagina. So it's like she has an alter ego. Her alter ego is her vagina, and her vagina is explaining the situation. So it's like, you know how they say men lead with their penises? She leads with her vagina.
Okay, that sounds interesting as well, because, you know, some people think, or compare us in the way like a man think, woman all have like an alter ego. We also have to deal with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, your book seems to move between vulnerability, sensuality, and raw honesty. Like, how do you find the balance between telling the truth and protecting your personal space?
That's a good question.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to be like that, like tough and honest. Like, you know, you want to express yourself, but at the same time, you don't want to be like go too far. How do you balance those kind of topics or themes in the books?
I think I try not to cross a line. I give myself a limit of how much I'm going. I give myself a limit as to how much I'm going to give. And once I get close to that limit, I kind of draw back and turn the other way so that I don't give all of myself. So it's like I give a lot, but I give a little at the same time, but you get to know. And I try to make my characters as close to human as possible. I don't want to give you a character that you can't relate to. I want to give you a character that you can relate to. And I think most people that read my books can relate to all the characters that I create. They can find something in the character that they can relate to themselves.
And relationships, identity, and womanhood are strong threads in your work. Like, why are these themes important for you? What do you hope readers can take away?
I think women, as women, we have to be strong. We have to be confident. We have to be confident in who we are. And if we're not confident in who we are, we're going to be judged. Either way, we're going to be judged, whether we're confident or if we're not confident, we're going to be judged either way. But if you feel strong enough to, you know, stand in your confidence, then be strong enough to stand in your confidence. Is when I stand in my confidence, I want readers to be able to stand in their confidence. I just want people to be confident in who you are. Don't shy away from who you are, because who you are makes you who you are, and people are going to love who you are.
And your characters feel so real, like funny and strong. Like, where did they come from? Are they inspired by your, like, people in your life or you?
I take the best pieces of me and try to put them into my characters. And I also take the worst pieces of me and put them into my character. And then the people that I come across or the people that I admire, I try to form that super character that is relatable. I think everybody has a sarcastic side. Everybody has a romantic side. Mm-hmm. But just make it, you know, relatable.
And writing so openly can be brave. Like, have you ever hesitated to publish something because it feels too personal?
No.
No?
No. If I did, I wouldn't have, you know, pieces of me or simply me out there.
Yeah. And what advice will you give to someone who's scared about publishing something like in those kind of topics, or if that is the first time, mm-hmm. if they're hesitating to publish something, what did you advise to them?
Don't hesitate. Just put it out there. You never know who is going through what you're going through. You don't. Somebody's story might be the same story you're sharing, and by putting out something that you're scared to put out, somebody out there is going to read it and they're going to love it and they're going to be able to relate to it and they're going to be happy that, oh, this author put out this book, this great book that I was able to relate to. And then you have a returning customer, you have a returning reader, I would say. You have somebody who's always going to be open and willing and waiting to have what you put out there, what you work on. Yeah. So I would say, don't be scared, just put it out.
And what are some of the biggest challenges you face as an author? How do you overcome them?
Right now, I would say there is nothing I haven't come close to, or I haven't come to anything that would prevent me to... I haven't met an obstacle that I couldn't get over. I don't mean to sound cocky, but I just haven't come to an obstacle that I wasn't able to get over. Might come to an obstacle tomorrow. There might be an obstacle for me 3 weeks, a month from now. Who's to say? But right now is I try to just put my work out there. I try not to be scared. I have a blog. I test out different things with my blog. And then what works, I see what works. and I go with work. What I go with what works. If it doesn't work, I'm not gonna, you know, put it out. But I haven't come to an obstacle where I felt it was an obstacle.
Yeah, like something to like stop you to publish or write. But that's a good thing. And what do you think, what has been the most rewarding aspect of being an author so far?
To have people that you don't know, that's outside of family, who say, oh, I've read your book, I've enjoyed your book, I never saw this coming in this book, or I loved how you shared your true raw emotions in this book. Just meeting people who've read my books that I don't know, I think that's the greatest thing.
Yeah, that sounds very cool. And what they say about your book, about the like novels or those endings?
They don't see them coming. They thought, a lot of people have said with dream teaming, they didn't see the ending coming. They thought it was going to go a total opposite way because, you know, at the end of the book, she's at her wedding and you think the obvious is going to happen at her wedding. But the obvious doesn't happen at her wedding. And so when they see what happens, they're just like, I didn't see that coming.
Okay.
And so, and then, you know, with the reality, I think people were just like, wow. Like, I didn't really, now I kind of understand the first book after reading the second book. And they had, a lot of people had like their favorite characters and characters that they hated, which is good. You always want somebody to, you know, have a favorite character and a character that they can't stand. And it was always like, I can't stand this character. I can't stand this character.
Yeah, that means they're engaged with the story, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And before we wrap up, what are you working on now? Like, there's any new projects that you can share with the audience?
It seems that I have a thing for writing books in twos. And so I am working on the second part of Kayla's Hotels. And with this, you're going to get more of a mature Kayla. The Kayla's Hotels, you get an immature Kayla, but she's mature. But now you get the mature, the very adult Kayla who's learned from those lessons in the past. And now she's just trying to piece things together with her love life and her emotional stability. She's not thinking with her alter ego. She's thinking with her mind and her heart series.
Okay, like a Kayla more mature, right?
Yeah, more mature Kayla.
And you build a strong voice and presence. How can listeners connect with you or learn more about your books?
I am on TikTok and Instagram. My TikTok and Instagram is at Doughty Writes, DoughtyWrites. I have a blog, Mom Writer, the number two, boys.com. And I'm currently reworking on updating my website, which is DoughtyWrites.com as well. But you can catch me on Instagram and TikTok or my blog.
Okay. And your books are on Amazon, right? They can buy through Amazon?
Yeah, you can go to Amazon and BarnesandNobles.com for Dream Teeny 2, Amazon for the two poetry books, and for Kayla's Hotels, you can go to books.buy/Doughty Writes for that book. So I'm testing out different things, different options.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. And thank you so much, Arnie Tris, for it has been a pleasure having you on Authors Radio. And thank you for giving us a glimpse into your work and sharing your passion. And listeners, be sure to check her books. And thank you for tuning into Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. Join me next time for another inspiring conversation. In the meantime, happy listening.
Thank you.